is Apollo Saturn Launch Control. We've just passed the 26-minute mark in the count. T-minus 25 minutes, 53 seconds and counting. Still proceeding very satisfactorily. At this time, spacecraft test conductor Skip Chauvin working with astronaut Buzz Aldrin in the middle seat, covering the final pressurization of the reaction control system for the spacecraft. These are those big thrusters on the side of the service module that are used for maneuvers in space. Each one of these thrusters is capable of 100 pounds of thrust. There are 16 of them located in four quadrants around the service module. We pressurized the system with helium prior to launch to make sure that all will be in readiness for use in space. The countdown still proceeding satisfactorily. It picked up at the T-minus 9-hour mark at 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight last evening. We've just had two comparatively minor problems since that time. The major portion of the countdown during the early morning hours, some 5 hours of work, was taken to load the various propellants aboard the stages of the Saturn V launch vehicle. As we came into the count this morning, we did already have the fuel aboard the first stage, but it was necessary to bring the liquid oxygen aboard all three stages and the liquid hydrogen fuel aboard the second and third stages. Close to 750,000 gallons of propellants were loaded during these 5 hours. Following that, the astronauts, the prime crew, were awakened at 4:15 a.m. Eastern Daylight as planned in their countdown and proceeded to have a physical examination in which they were declared flight ready. They sat down for the normal astronaut fare on launch day as far as breakfast is concerned: orange juice, steak, scrambled eggs, toast, and coffee. The three pilots were joined by two of their colleagues at breakfast, Director of Flight Crew Operations Deke Slayton, and the backup command module pilot, Bill Anders, who has been named the Executive Secretary of the National Aeronautics and Space Council. The astronauts departed from their crew quarters after checking out their suits. They departed from the crew quarters at 6:27 a.m. and some 27 minutes later, 8 miles away from the crew quarters at the Kennedy Space Center, atop the launch pad at Complex 39, 6:54 a.m., the commander, astronaut Neil Armstrong, was the first to board the spacecraft. He was followed about 5 minutes later by Mike Collins, and finally Buzz Aldrin, the man who was sitting in the middle seat during liftoff, was the third astronaut to come aboard. Two minor problems have been encountered during the count. Early in the count, a malfunction light came on here in the control center, indicating that we might have a communication problem at the launch pad. Nothing to do with the spacecraft, but it indicated we possibly might not be able to talk to some key technicians we had at the pad. The problem turned out to be very minor. A simple adjustment of some equipment beneath the pad remedied the problem. There was no equipment problem involved. The second problem, we did encounter a leaky valve in part of the equipment that's used to replenish the hydrogen fuel supply on the third stage of the Saturn V launch vehicle. A team of technicians were sent out to the launch pad at about the time the astronauts were traveling to the pad. They tightened some bolts, and we were able to bypass this valve and proceed with our countdown. The weather is certainly go. It's a beautiful morning for a launch to the moon. We expect a temperature of about 85 degrees in the Kennedy Space Center area. The wind's about 10 knots from the southeast. And the weather conditions and the round-the-world track, according to reports from the Manned Spaceflight Meteorology Group, indicate all weather conditions are acceptable for launch. That's our general status. We've just passed the 22-minute mark in the count. 21 minutes, 55 seconds and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control.